he just very matter-of-factly came up and said, Roderick, how do I stop working for assholes that don't want to pay me? I said, you know, it's a symptom of a deeper problem.
Welcome to Million Dollar Flip Flops, the podcast that invites you on a transformative journey to unlock the secrets of living life to the fullest. In this podcast, we dive deep into the minds of thought leaders, game changers, and business builders from around the world. If you're a business owner feeling trapped, overwhelmed, and longing for the time freedom you once dreamt of, this podcast is your beacon of hope. Buckle up, because here we go.
So I wanted to talk to you guys about a situation that I've seen happen a bunch of times, but this one, I was just at a speaking event in Austin and came down off the stage and I was introduced to this guy we will call Mike. To protect the innocent, as I said in my post about the matter. But he just very matter-of-factly came up and said, Roderick, how do I stop working for assholes that don't want to pay me? I said, you know, it's a symptom of a deeper problem. And he just kind of gave me this blank stare. And he's a builder, but this is any industry I've ever been a part of. It's anybody I've coached. And on its surface, and there are multiple tentacles to this thing, we will say, but on its surface, I knew what his answer was going to be. But I said, you know, if you ever heard the, I'll make a scarf with all the red flags you gave me. I think about that with relationships sometimes. But I said, were there signs that this guy was not going to be great to work with and that you might have trouble getting paid, et cetera, when you started the job? And you can see it in his eyes. He's like, yeah. I said, well, then why did you take the job? I already know the answers to these questions. I've had hundreds of these conversations with people all over the world. He said, because I needed the money. Well, there you go. You know, and as a builder, and this, again, this is true for any industry, but especially when you don't have a marketing plan in place, especially when you don't treat it as a business and it's just this thing that starts to happen. And it's very easy for that to happen especially when you come out of the trades, when you start with smaller projects, you start doing bigger and bigger and bigger projects. The business just evolves whether you want it to or not. And it's very easy to rely on. Here's question number two I asked him. I said, well, what are your incoming leads like? What's your marketing plan like? What's your budget? And this was on a 15-minute break in between sessions at this event. He said, well, I don't have a marketing budget. Red flag, red flag, red flag. He said, I rely on referrals. And man, do I hear that. I mean, I'll keep saying it throughout this podcast, but you cannot build a business just on referrals. I have built multiple multi-million dollar businesses on the back of referrals, but it's never been my only source of leads. You have to treat your business, even a business that has referrals out the wazoo, like a business. You have to have a marketing plan. You have to have, whether it's digital or mailers or print, or there has to be some other way for people to find you. And the reason for that is multifold. You know, let's say you use the builder example again. You're on a 2-year-long project. You have one project that it's huge. Well, your referrals by nature of, had you done 200 projects that year, 200 kitchens, let's say, you're naturally going to have more referrals just by nature of contact with people. You get busy. You're not out there shaking hands and talking to people, going to events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there has to be this way that on relative autopilot, you can bring in leads. And the reason he took that job and the reason you may have taken a job that wasn't a great fit for you before is because you're in some kind of weird cash crunch cycle, a cash flow cycle, where it's certainly in the building industry, it's, you know, one day you have $500,000 in the bank, the next day you have $4,000 in the bank. That's true for a lot of industries, but managing that, you know, we build a triangle model around here, and I just did one for a client. I'm looking at it now, which you'll see if you're watching this video of what that looks like. But there's typically three main causes, is at least the way we break it down. There may be more. And of those three main causes, there are three satellites that are causing that problem to happen. And all three of those things cause the big problem to happen. And if you take this example that we're talking about right now, how do I stop having to work with a-holes who don't pay me? That's the problem in the center. But it's a symptom. The issues are you don't have a marketing plan. You don't have nice, warm leads coming in every week so that when Johnny Red Flag comes knocking on your door, you say, I don't think we're a fit here. Because you know, you listening to me right now or watching me right now know exactly what I'm talking about. You can feel that happening when you're there and you go, I shouldn't be doing this. But you put that deposit check in the bank. And now, certainly in many industries, but building for sure, you might be with these people for a year, 2 years, 18 months. You know, you're with these people for a long time. So if it's not a fit, you should be interviewing customers as much or more as they're interviewing you. You need to be Simon Cowell on American Idol, talking to these people and making sure, do we jive just as people? You know, when you're in a really intensive industry like building where you spend so much time with people. And I've, through the course of a project, I've watched babies happen, sometimes multiple babies, like, you know, big historic projects that I used to do. You may be on it for 3 years, divorces, deaths, job losses. I mean, there's so many things that happen in the course of a project and these people aren't in their home or they're waiting on for you to deliver whatever the product is that you deliver. And they take it out on you because you talk to them every day, you know, and you get to know these people over time. So triangle piece number one, no marketing plan, right? So you don't have the leads. So you have to take that next project that's coming in because you don't know who's going to call next instead of having a system where you have a lot of people calling in. The other side of that can be systems where maybe this guy's angry because you didn't do a very good job or you weren't communicative or you didn't do what you said you were going to do, or what's probably more likely is you didn't set the proper expectation. And one of the documents we give away as a lead magnet, really, on Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, it's called the Homeowner's Emotional Roller Coaster. And it's something, and if you want it, just email me roller coaster. I'll send it to you. You can use it in your contract. You can use it at a pre-construction meeting. And this could be used in any variety of industries. You could tweak it. But it's designed to set that expectation. And people are afraid to talk about the bad things that are going to happen in on a construction project, certainly doing really high dollar, high end remodel, which was probably 50% of my business when I had the building business. There's things you don't know. There's so many unknowns that are going to add time. They're going to add money. They're going to add frustration. And we talked about those at the beginning. So they weren't a surprise when it happened. And there's this diagram of an emotional roller coaster, literally, that shows, you know, here's how you're going to feel when this stage of the process is happening. And here's how it's going to feel when this happens. It's not a surprise, right? So it's systems. It's setting those expectations. And no time is another one where you don't have the time to be communicating with the customer. You don't have the time to properly lay out a schedule. You don't have time, right? It's that old adage, if you don't have time to do it right now, you're not going to have time to come back and do it right later. And I was fortunate, you know, knock on wood, I can count on one hand the number of callbacks I had in millions of dollars of building in a dozen years. And it's because I always had plenty of time to think. And not that we didn't have problems. We had problems like every other builder I've ever met in my life. But I had time to communicate. I had time to set proper schedules. I had time to set proper expectation, bid things correctly. You know, we would lose jobs because we were maybe higher priced. And invariably, I would hear from those folks, you know, I was in Charlotte and it's a big, I call it the biggest small town in the world. You know, it's 2 million people, but you know everybody. And you'd invariably hear from these people later and they were like, yeah, you know, you were right. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I didn't get the job. I didn't get to make that money. But, you know, so no time, no money, no direction. And then on the direction side, it's not treating your business. Marketing would be a symptom of this too, but not treating your business like a business. And most people, they just want to beat last year's number. They don't know why. They don't necessarily have a method for doing that. They know they might need to make more calls, et cetera. But it's just, again, it's this thing that just continues to build. And going back to the example of Mike, quote unquote Mike, it's had he had the systems in place, had he had, I call it bomb shelter money, where he's got 6 months to run the business, whether he takes another job or not, a lot of financial abundance and mindset and money mastery, working on the things that are profitable, both in time and money. There's so many things that we go into in a business coaching relationship that he could have looked at that guy and said, you know, hey man, I don't think we're a fit. And then, not to say there wouldn't be problems, but it lessens the chance that he's now coming up to me at an event, clearly frantic, showing me pictures of the great job he's done and saying, Roderick, how do I stop working for a-holes that don't pay me? Hey gang, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. Normally, this is where you'd be asked to buy something or go download some lead magnet. Not here. You may or may not know that we are on a mission to change 1 million entrepreneurs' lives with this podcast, the book, the journal, and more. And through our foundation, we want to send 1 million kids on life-changing trips. After all, 100% of our profits are donated from everything we do. Here is where you come in. If you're enjoying today's episode, and I hope you are, it likely made you think of someone who needs to hear it. Pause me right now, I'll wait, and share the episode with them. It's the only way we can impact as many business owners as possible, and you never know whose life you could change. Now back to the show. I want you to think about your business this way. You know, if you're an entrepreneur in any industry, I keep using building because that's my background, building and real estate and development, et cetera, but I treat this business, the coaching business, the same way. You know, there's systems that need to be in place. There's money that needs to be in place. There's time that needs to be in place. When I do, we call them triage calls on the backside, but like a 20-minute blueprint call with somebody, there's two things that are happening. One, I'm truly interested in their business because it's what helps keep me on top of what's going on. What are people's challenges? How can I do a talk just like this that is pertinent because it's happening? It's real world. It's live. It's now. And it's to really identify what the number one bottleneck is in their business. So those things are happening, but also I'm interviewing that person. Are they a good fit? Would I want to spend the next year working with this person? Coaching is a very personal endeavor. And we say a lot of times that, you know, you sell them what they think they need and then you give them what they actually need. So we'll keep using Mike as the example. He thinks he just needs to have less a-holes as customers, but what he really needs is a different money mindset. What he really needs is a actual business plan and a marketing plan and a budget and et cetera. And there's a lot of internal work that has to happen there. It's not an external thing that needs solved. It's you could see it in the first minute talking to him that he's a very, I want to say on edge, and this isn't derogatory in any way, but he's just a frantic person. So I can only imagine that that's how he runs his jobs too. Maybe not. You know, I'm assuming, and we know what happens when you assume, but my guess is that's how the jobs are ran. That's how he communicates with people. And then you're the mirror, you know, you get that back. And what I want you to do for your business is, we call it traffic light. If you want to see what that triangle model looks like, kind of like the blueprint thing or the roller coaster, just send me an email, says triangle. I will send you a video of what that looks like because it applies to any business. And what we do around here is in 6-week chunks. So it's, I want you to have that quick win. We call it the phoneless vacation, where if you're talking to someone, you say, hey, I want you to schedule a vacation for 2 weeks. You can't take your cell phone, short of an immediate meltdown. They know that's not going to happen. That's a problem. Things don't work if they aren't attached to their phone. And I felt that way as a builder. I wanted to throw my phone in the river every time I was on vacation, but I can show you what that triangle model looks like. And it works for everybody. It's designed to give you, so we do the phoneless vacation for 6 weeks. That's the quick win, but there's a 12-month triangle that is bigger. And again, it looks like this if you're watching the video, but it is designed where you can traffic light it and you have green, yellow, and red for each of the things that make up the challenge that is on the outside of the triangle. and we're leveraging all of your green lights to bring up all of your red lights. And ideally, that whole triangle is green, and then we move to the next six-week cycle, all of that with an eye on 12 months. And most people, myself included, at one point in my career, they just don't run their business that way. It's their business happens to them, and then they wonder why. They're asking, how do I stop working with a host who won't pay me? So, and there's other things, you know, other than poor communication, there's the unrealistic expectations. There's true, maybe the guy has financial issues. You know, you've been on the job for a year, maybe something happened. He just doesn't have the money. And while that's not your fault, that goes back to communication. And some of that is systems. It's how are you getting paid so that there isn't this huge chunk of money due at the end, where your draws are according to where you're never out that much. You know, if you had to leave the job because they lose their job, let's say, and they can't finish the project, you're still paid and you're still profitable. Those are things you set up on the front side. Those are legal documentation. It's agreements. It's a lot of, and there's 1,000 moving parts to this, but that's where somebody who's been there and created these things and does this work across multiple industries can be so beneficial. It doesn't have to be me, be anybody. But if what I'm saying makes sense, maybe we should get on a call. You know, I would love to help you with these things. And, you know, primarily I work with builders, but I've worked with, you know, musicians and accountants and roofers and closing coordinators and other coaches. I mean, you name it. Business is business, especially small business. And I just want you to be thinking about these things when a problem, quote unquote, appears in your business, the a-hole who won't pay, whatever the problem is, what is the symptom that that problem represents? It's bigger than what you see. And then this is the hardest part. And this is where you absolutely need somebody trusted outside of you. How are you causing that, right? There's an old adage that's hard to live by, but I try to think about that. You're always 50% responsible for any problem, anything that happens to you. And it's a hard pill to swallow, right? It's not dissimilar from where the neutrality of things. I try to work with people on, if it's a good event, there's 10 good things about it, and there's 10 bad things about it. If there's a bad event that happens to you in your life, there's 10 bad things about it, and there's 10 good things about it. And it can be really terrible stuff, but there's still 10 good things. If you work hard enough, then what that does is it neutralizes that event, right? Things don't happen to us. It's how we react to the things that happen to us that really matters. So what are you bringing to that problem that is causing that problem to happen? Ouch, right? Like I cringe saying it, and I know you're listening going, what? Did you just say I'm the problem? Well, we all are 50% of the problem. No different than in my business right now. I am 50% of the problem in anything that is lacking in my business. So find a mentor, find a coach, find somebody who has no skin in the game. That's the primary thing. You can listen to some of my other episodes about how friends and family are the worst place for advice, but find somebody that you can talk to about these things. You can present it, and that also you're not going to snap back at when they give you that tough love. When they say, hey, you listener, you're the problem. Part of it. You don't get mad. You didn't just get mad at me, right? So that's it. This is a quick one today. I just wanted to share what came up during that exchange in Austin, and how I see it all the time with so many people across so many different industries, and what we can do about it to make it just a little bit better the next time. So if you enjoy this episode, and I know there was a mid-roll that played, but I asked this question: if you could help somebody and it took you 30 seconds and it was free, would you do it? And all I ask is that if something resonated here and you thought of someone, you share it with them. Send them a screenshot, share the episode. You never know whose life you could change with even the smallest little words of advice. So till next time, cheers.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Million Dollar Flip Flop Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you listen on. If this episode make you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot and share this episode with them. Or post it on your social media to share with your friends. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description of this episode. If you want to see more behind the scenes with Roderick and his guests, be sure to find them on Instagram. It's also where we can have deeper conversations on these episodes. Go to www.instagram.com/milliondollarflipflops. Until next time.